you like money.
How's good, everybody? It's the Beach World Podcast. We back, episode 27.
Yeah, first episode in like 17 weeks.
Yeah, this man Brewer got COVID.
Fuck that.
Oh, damn, don't move that because the mic might fuck up.
Well, we'll put it there so I can get in.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you wanted to join us or not.
Well, yeah, I'm over here.
He's over there talking.
Hey, about so what's everybody at?
What do you mean? What?
Where's everybody at? what's everybody doing? Coming off, you know what I mean?
Went to the snow, had a little vacation.
Yeah, same.
There wasn't no snow when I went, but it's cool.
Hey, it's nice.
When's the last time we recorded, though?
About a month.
It's been like a month, that ass.
Well, I went to Florida month ago.
Oh, yeah, but see, we recorded when he was in Florida.
Member of the group got COVID. We can't disclose any names.
Wasn't me.
Tom Brady in his 10th motherfucking Super Bowl.
And we got babies and shit.
The baby's crying now?
All of a sudden, we started, huh?
Yeah, right when we started school.
Shit.
Broke them all. Hey, yeah, so...
We might be distracted watching the game at the same time. We got Traeger Man in the building.
Traeger Man!
Fresh off the Capitol.
fresh off selling hot dogs at the Capitol.
From the Traeger. He brought his little mini Traeger.
What's and he was giving him free ketchup.
What's it called?
Traeger Ranger.
The Ranger. This episode is brought to you by Traeger Ranger.
He made, what did he make today? The chicken.
Shredded buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah. Shredded buffalo chicken dip.
He loves chicken dick.
That shit's gonna give us the shits, but it's really good.
Buffalo got tired.
Yeah. Traeger Man shit twice since he's been here. Been here for 20 minutes. Anyways, y'all, so the NFL is going on right now, right?
Yep.
Who cares? My team's not there.
Yeah, so, same old Aaron Rodgers got to an NFC title game and lost. Nothing new, you know what I mean? So,
two straight.
Yeah, shout out B-Will to his GOAT.
Aaron Rodgers is now 1-4 in championship games.
He's now 1-8 in playoff games. He's losing at halftime.
Damn.
And Tom Brady is now tied with Breeze and Rodgers for NFC Championship wins. With one.
That's so disgusting, bro.
He's also tied with Kaepernick, Jimmy Garoppolo.
And he might request a trade. So we might be getting
the Bucks? I mean,
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Man, he need to sit his ass down and take that L, bro. He lost that game. Like, don't get me wrong, LaFleur made some coaching errors. But so did he. Like, he fucked up, bro.
Does that really discount Aaron Rodgers to you? Does that discount double check him for you?
I think you can take him out of the top three of all time for sure.
Well, I don't even think he was top five.
Well, who's number two?
He was never going to be top five unless he won another bowl. He needed this bowl.
You can't do that, though, because that gets rid of your Jordan argument. It's not about championships.
You have to have some. You can't have none. Like, one. What the fuck? Like, the top five quarterbacks, if you name all of our list, they have multiple Super Bowls. Brady, Montana, even if you don't like Elway, if he put Elway up there, Peyton Manning, who else?
Yeah, maybe he is third.
You gotta
Philip Rivers.
You gotta have Super Bowl, bro. You got to.
Yeah, I mean, you can say he's the most talented.
Even if you don't win, bro, at least get there. Like, the fuck?
I think the leadership aspect is where it comes in with him.
Exactly.
He doesn't have
Look, I've said this before and I'll say it again. He's the most physically talented quarterback I've ever seen in my life, because he's obviously can do it all. But for me, it's the mental aspect and the leadership. Because you can see Brady that does shit on the field, like, or on the sidelines with his teammates, that when Rodgers just has a coat over his head just chilling.
Well, one thing I noticed too today is, like, yeah, he was mad about how they didn't go for it on fourth and goal, but it's like it didn't look like he was mad during the game. Like, why didn't he say anything to his coach? Like, Brady would have stayed on the field, like, fuck out of here. We're not kicking this field.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like,
Rodgers' mood never changes.
Well, I just read right now that when they were about to punt on that play, Brady went to the sideline, and that's why they called that timeout, because he told Arians, like, nah, we got to fucking go for this because there's only 18 seconds left. He, like, told him something, and that's when they went out, and then he said he just launched.
Well, Brady said that he told him he liked the matchup.
Yeah.
He liked the Scotty Miller on whoever.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's shit like that. Like, speak up. Like, be vocal. Like, LeBron, for example, would have did the same shit. Like, Kobe, like, all the great sports players, like, the leaders.
Well, yeah, Kobe and Jordan would have.
LeBron would have.
You see LeBron get adamant on the court. Like, he gets, like, mad or gets – Aaron Rodgers is just, like – Okay. He just goes through the motions, bro. He just, yeah. I don't know. And like I said, he's physically gifted, bro. He's got the best arm I've ever seen, but that doesn't make you a GOAT because, bro, you can argue playing quarterback is like 50% mental, maybe even more mental.
Yeah, but I do disagree with what you said about the championships. Getting to the Super Bowl, I think, is way harder than getting to the NBA Finals, in my opinion. Because think about it, you have more impact on a game as an NBA player than you do as an NFL player. You're 1 out of 53 on the NFL. Yeah, you're the quarterback, but still, you need a defense, you need a special teams, you need coaching. For an NBA, you can be talented as fuck and get to the NBA Finals.
And also, in the NFL, if you lose one game,
I don't know, bro. I disagree because
you have a series in the NBA where the best team is going
to
win.
Exactly, which is my point. Because in the NFL, you don't have to have the best team. You just have to play the best that day.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? If you have a great game, if you're a quarterback and you have a lights out game,
yes,
and you win that game and you're not the better team, it could happen. But in the playoffs, you have to win. You have to have four lights out games.
But that doesn't go with what we're saying today, because Rodgers had a better game than Brady today. So that argument's out the door now.
That's why he did. But you could, bro.
Overall, I think he had a better game. I mean, early on, Brady was dropped. He threw three picks. He threw fucking.
Yeah, but look, you know how it is, bro. Once Tampa Bay took control of that game, Packers just got deflated, and they just never recovered.
No pun intended.
Yeah, they got deflated, bro, and they just never recovered. Like, Brady came out and put his foot on the gas. Oh.
Yeah, you got to go for it at this point.
4-3.
So the Bills are playing the Chiefs right now. On the way to
anyway, so yeah, let's talk about the Bills. Since Aaron Rodgers is irrelevant, he's at home watching the game with us, like us. But
so it's looking like Chiefs Bucks,
which was my second pick, but good.
This one's credit for everything, you guys, man. All right, so who do we think wins?
Probably the Chiefs. I still got Chiefs.
I think back to
because
back.
From what I watched today, Andy Reid and Mahomes are not gonna make those mistakes that they made today. Just because Andy Reid is not going to fucking kick a field goal, bro, on the 10-yard line.
It's going to be interesting, though, because they'll be in Tampa.
First time
ever.
Yeah.
That a Super Bowl host is hosted.
Yeah, bro, and the Packers were that team that let it happen.
Yeah. I don't – if you're the Packers, you cannot let that happen. At all. I think they were the clear favorites. They had the better team. They had the better quarterback at this point. He was having the best season.
They had the best wide receiver in the league and the best quarterback in the league this year.
The best corner.
Best corner in the league.
They had the best player, technically, right?
Yeah.
MVP.
I just don't think. And AB was out.
Two safeties was out. The other safety got hurt second quarter.
Yeah, you can't lose that game.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, look, they did have chances.
And, bro, the time of possession was hella lopsided. Packers had the ball like 10 more minutes or 12 more minutes. So it's like they had the ball. What did they do with it?
Yeah, they punted a few times after those turnovers, and that didn't help. I don't know. I just
don't think Aaron Rodgers has that killer mentality, man. Sounds like someone familiar in the NBA, but we don't want to talk about it.
Hey, but I agree with what you're saying on killer mentality. I feel like, see, what's Brady known for? Don't give him the ball with any time left because he's going to make something happen, right? That's like his history. See, but Aaron Rodgers, like, you got more time in possession. You got more possessions in your hands. And what did you do with it? Like, you got 6 points on 3 turnovers? The fuck?
And that's why I kind of put Brady with Jordan, and then I put LeBron with Aaron Rodgers.
You're way off. That's not even close. Because LeBron didn't go to one finals in his career. That's ridiculous.
It's not all about that, though. I'm talking talent. I'm talking about killer instinct.
Leader. LeBron's a leader.
Coaching.
Aaron Rodgers is not a leader.
Supporting cast. I'm talking about everything.
Okay, but LeBron, when he's had the best supporting cast, he don't lose. So it's like – and not only that, but you –
well, what is his supporting cast? Two other Hall of Famers?
Aaron Rodgers? I'm just saying, when he's had the better roster, he doesn't lose. It just doesn't happen. That's what I'm saying. Other than, okay, yeah, this may be the 2011 finals, but you can argue that roster. But he should have won that one. That's the only blemish. But what I'm saying is, overall, Aaron Rodgers is not a leader. That's all I'm saying.
All right, so we know the Bucks are going to the Super Bowl. So if the Bills So let's just do scenarios. The Bills, Bucks, Super Bowl, you got?
Bucks.
Yeah, Bucks.
If it's Chiefs, Bucks, I got Chiefs.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. Yeah.
I'm going to be curious to see who's going to be the favorite coming into that game as far as sports betting goes, because Tampa Bay's hot as hell right now. Yeah. Like, they're rolling. It'll be home. Tom Brady, AB's back. Chiefs kind of struggled their way into the Super Bowl besides today, it looks like. Did they kick a field goal again?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to fucking get blown out.
Field goals. So I just think the Chiefs aren't playing their best ball, so I would think Tampa Bay would be favored, but I think...
No way. Chiefs are favored. Bro, they're 15-1. They're going to be... There's no way. Chiefs will be favored.
Maybe by like three.
Because, bro, from what I watched today, they should have lost that game if the Packers just executed. And I just feel like Andy Reid and Mahomes are going to execute. They're not going to fucking...
Yeah, but you got to think, too. The Bucks played probably the worst possible game they could have played. He threw three picks.
That's what I'm saying.
And they won.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, if he plays good, then holy shit.
But what I'm saying is if he does that against the Chiefs, bro, they're getting blown the fuck out. If you give Andy Reid three possessions, he's not going to come out with 6 points. They're coming out with at least 14, if not all 21.
No, so, I agree. I just think the weapons are going to be pretty even. Defense is going to be probably favoring the Bucks, I would think.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, they're playing. But see, it's going to be on those safeties, too. Are those safeties going to play? Is AB going to play? I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah, 2 weeks. They're going to all be back.
Yeah, but I mean, it's shown that Brady doesn't need superstars around him to win. Like on offense, he's going to just throw whoever's open is going to get the ball. It's not, I got to
find. I mean, yeah, today Scotty Miller was a fucking star.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, if you're open, you're going to get the ball. It's not, oh, this is our best guy, so we just keep giving him the ball. I can see Tyreek Hill in the fucking winner.
Tyreek Hill just
wins.
Someone's winning $1,100.
Is he?
That's so one dude.
What did he say? What was the bet?
He had
Tyreek needed a touchdown, bro, and he gets $1,100.
Oh, he's gonna score a touchdown. Is he injured? No. Oh, damn. Oh, no, he's good. He's just tired.
All right, man. Let's run through this.
All right. So NBA started. And I don't think we've talked since that shit started, huh?
Damn, yeah, I haven't.
Stop touching your dick, bro.
Nah, I got an itch in my thigh right here.
Those lips. You got a yeast infection. All right, so how's your team doing? You have a team, Trigger Man?
Warriors? I don't follow basketball that much, but.
You had the team?
Yeah.
Warriors?
I like the Warriors.
Lakers? Lakers are just coasting right now.
Tied for second? I mean, tied for first?
Yeah, they're just coasting right now.
The Warriors are.
The Warriors are figuring out the identities and rotations and shit. It looks ugly right now.
By the way, I want to make a prediction. I just looked at the standings and I forgot a lot of teams, and I really probably would take the bet of Warriors won't make playoffs.
What are the current standings right now?
There's top five
each conference.
They were number six earlier.
They lost Warriors? Two in a row. But it's still so early that, and everyone's game.
The only team that's sketchy in that top eight is Memphis. I don't know.
Bring it up right now.
Don't make it. So maybe the Warriors get an eight seed, but I don't know. It's going to be tough.
All right, so top eight for Western Conference is the Clippers 1, Lakers 2, Utah 3, who has the best defense and the best three-point shooting in the league right now.
Great.
Portland 4, Denver 5, Memphis 6, Phoenix 7, Dallas 8, Golden State 9.
I thought Phoenix and Dallas would be.
So Memphis is not even in?
Memphis is 16.
Okay, see,
I think Memphis might fall out. That's what I'm thinking. And then I think Golden State.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Memphis is the only team that's sketchy. Everyone else, I can see, they're making it.
East, Philly, 1. Milwaukee, 2.
Commanding lead.
Yeah. Boston, 3. Indiana, 4. Brooklyn, 5. Cavs, 6. Atlanta, 7. New York, 8.
The Sixers only have one less loss than anyone else.
And then Toronto's 9. So, I mean...
Well, they got 12 wins compared to 9.
Any surprises we see so far? I think Cleveland was a pretty solid surprise. New York,
sure.
The Knicks, a lot better.
Bro, Tom Thibodeau, I know he ain't the greatest offensive coach, but boy, his team's playing deep.
Yeah.
Indiana's a lot better. I think there's a lot of...
New York's the 8 seed?
Teams that are improved, yeah.
Shit.
Kelsey got a touchdown.
Yeah. 101 yards.
My bet's gonna hit, bro. My bet's gonna hit, fellas.
Bro, all my bets are gonna hit. I got like seven different parlays.
You think it goes 66 here? It's 45 right now.
I got Chiefs.
Over 47.
I mean, if they really blow them out,
I'm about to win $400.
Let's go.
How much you get in?
How much should I put in? 34 plus 20 is 74 54. Plus 35, 100, or 54, sorry. I'm doing it quick, motherfuckers. We're on a podcast. I'm trying to think on the go.
All right, y'all. Well, so, like people say
you're not educated.
Yeah, so what y'all...
sorry, I don't have my degree, Brandon.
So what y'all think about this crazy-ass week we had, bro? Biden got sworn in.
Are you really trying to just skip the whole shit?
Yeah,
just
bro,
skip
I mean,
seven topics?
NBA,
you can leave.
NBA. What, I mean, what are we talking about here? MVP prediction?
Yeah, like, what are we... Like, the, as far as the season looks right now, what's your early prediction?
MVP? I got Embiid, MVP. No NBA? Way.
Yeah.
Embiid, he's my MVP.
No way. Yeah. No, I don't think he can get it.
Right now, I'm saying right now.
As of right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The favorite.
Yeah.
It has to be him.
I'd probably go Embiid right now.
Yeah, me too.
If the Sixers finish number one seed, he's getting it for sure.
I don't know.
He's going to get it.
They're going to give it to Giannis.
Because there's, there's no one in the West that can get it.
I don't think they finish number one seed. I don't see it happening. I think the MVP should go to LeBron James this year. As much as I hate to say it.
Why?
He's a pussy. No, but yeah,
I haven't watched.
What about Kawhi and Paul George? Are they in it?
No.
He's not gonna say anything.
I know.
So Kawhi and Paul George, no.
No, I wouldn't. I would say they cancel each other out, and I would say that
Bebo wants to join.
Uh oh.
So everyone, stop what you're doing.
This is gonna get good.
I'm calling him right
get
now.
Ready for a lot of yelling.
I'm calling him right now. Here we go.
He's gonna go
just
FaceTime.
I am right here on the chat.
Oh.
He ain't answering. Be Will, where you at?
Oh, he's at work still. He said I can't if it's right now.
Oh, then perfect timing. Anyway, so back to what we talking about. So you don't think AD cancels LeBron out? AD's been playing like shit this year so far, too.
AD's been playing like shit, but he dropped like 40 tonight.
Who
else is balling like?
But that was his. I think he had like under 20 the last six games or some shit.
I think if like we talked about it before. If Steph gets the Warriors to a 4 or 5 seed, that he should get it. But I don't think he does that. I would say.
I know during the bubble we all thought Luka was gonna come out and be the favorite.
I've never been that high on Luka, man. Like he's good and he's a great player, but I just don't see him as like an MVP type face of the league yet.
They want to make him that guy.
They do.
There's too many stars to really for him to outshine everybody, but he's not loud and out there like.
Yeah, I think for sure we're not going to get a Giannis MVP this year. I think that's pretty secure at this point. I would think.
Yeah, I think the voters are tired and they know they're going to get scrutinized if they do it again.
Yeah, I think you cancel James.
And his numbers
Harden,
are way down too.
James Harden, Kyrie, and KD won't get it. There's not really a lot of options, I would say, besides like Embiid,
because he's like Jokic. The clear cut guy on this team.
Yeah, I mean you got Ben Simmons, but Ben Simmons ain't anything special.
He's chilling.
Yeah, so I mean that's probably where I would be.
All right, so what do you think right now? Who do you think is gonna make the finals? Way too early predictions, ladies and gentlemen.
I think you can book the Lakers right now. I don't think that's.
I think it's Lakers Philly.
That'd be dope.
Okay, mister, I'm not going to pick both number one seeds, ass.
Everybody's
saying the Nets right now. Fuck you mean?
I think Philly's a sleeper team.
To be honest with you, I'm going
to
go even harder. I would not be surprised if Nets don't even make the Eastern Conference Finals. If you watch them play, bro. I mean, I know it's early.
Bro.
Yeah, so no, I'm not saying on offense.
No, we are going based off what we see right now.
Offense ain't the issue. They're going to score. Bro, every single fucking guard that has the ball, they don't even have to be all-stars. They get dribble penetration every fucking time down the floor.
That's facts.
Like, they have no one to guard the perimeter, bro. They have no one to stay in front of people. Like, it's crazy. Like, KD can't guard everyone. He's a solid defender, but he's not going to guard point guards.
I'm going to go Lakers-Celtics.
Okay.
The reason I do that is because of Tristan Thompson.
I forgot they got him.
I think that's huge because now you have someone that can kind of guard AD to an extent. Not going to shut him down or anything. They got Jason Tatum. They got Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, Jaylen Brown.
Who I think might be better than Tatum. Don't fucking.
For some reason, since Jaylen Brown got into the league, people have been sleeping on him and talking shit. I don't know
why
they talk shit about him. He was nice since he was a rookie. Like, I don't understand why. People were just sleeping on him like that.
He's just like a hooper.
Was he picked too high? Is that why? Is that people thought they picked him too high?
He's like, just from Cal. Like, no one comes out of the Pac-12 and fucking balls, you know? Like, in the NBA, at least.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know why they were fucking.
But he was hooping at Cal.
Hey, I got a wild ass stat for you.
Go ahead. Was it Aaron Rodgers' stat?
Probably.
Tom Brady.
Oh, of course.
Made Super Bowl in 10 out of 21 seasons. That's 47%. Steph Curry's career 3-point percentage is 43%. Tom Brady. Hold on. Tom Brady is more likely to reach a Super Bowl than Steph Curry is to make a three.
Yeah, but the...
I know it's kind of stupid, but the percentage is fucking wild.
That's funny.
That's fucking crazy. But yeah, people are just pulling stats out of their ass. It's going to be like this for two weeks,
bro. Who comes up with this shit?
But the next 2 weeks, you're going to see stats like this all fucking...
Yeah, no, that has to be like, Patrick Mahomes is the first player to run 300 yards in a season while wearing blue cleats. Like, they fucking find the most
crazy shit. I like the Josh Allen stat where it said... First quarterback to throw for like 34 touchdowns and run for 6 touchdowns. That's a fucking like unique number, motherfucker. Like, what the fuck? Like, what do they just like throw shit out there?
Yeah, like, but
it's always stupid shit, bro.
I used to be like, oh damn, that's crazy, until I really start paying attention. I'm like, bro, like someone else did that.
Like, it might, or the, you know, like, yeah.
Anyways, all right, so. Biden officially sworn in. How do y'all feel? Who'd you vote for?
It won't affect us, to be real.
I just hope he does a good job.
That's all we can hope for.
Fuck, I don't give a fuck what he does. Run me my stimmy, bitch.
I need the stimmies. I need the grants.
Run me my stimmy. Right. Run me my child's credit. Run me my fucking grants.
Child's credit.
Run me all of that. Run all of it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna go find any more kids I might have out there before these stimmies hit and claim the motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like the stimmies and the tax returns, I'm on it.
Yeah, I'm on it, bro. But so that thing that the Democrats were working on, I said it would permanently expand the child tax credits to provide thousands per year per child. So what was it? It was like fucking
free money. That's what
it is. 300 for kids that were under 6, and then kids from 6 to 17, they would get, you get 250 per kid for them.
So my question is, are we gonna print money?
That's what I'm bringing. Like you see the money, right? You're like, oh yeah, give me that money. But is that gonna fuck up our economy to where it's because the dollar's gonna lose value?
That's always been the problem.
They give you more money, and then so you have more money, so now shit costs more, and the dollar just loses more value. So it's like, do we want that? I mean, rich niggas don't care.
Run me my stimmy. You figure it out, bitch. That's your job as politicians. Figure it out. Ain't my fucking problem. I ain't gonna sit here and stress about my country being broke. That's their problem. They get fucking elected. They get paid 200 grand a year, and they've been in office for 60 fucking years. Do your fucking job. That ain't my fucking problem. Right?
I think it would be good if we stopped sending all these other countries hella money.
Bro, Hannibal Lecter's been in office for fucking 60 years, bro. Mitch McConnell?
Nancy, I was like Hannibal
Lecter. All of them, bro. That man looks like Hannibal Lecter. He's already dead, bro. And he's dead ass on the fucking screen. Like, bitch, just die already or just fucking let somebody else.
This man said he's already dead and he dead ass.
Like, what the fuck they doing? That shit's annoying, bro. Like, why isn't there more young people running? Like, I don't understand. Like, in their 40s at least. Some young blood that understand.
It don't matter who you are.
That understand how the new world works and that don't think it's still 1960. Like...
Well, I mean,
what's his name is bringing a bunch of young people on, so younger people, Biden. So we'll see.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it's gonna come down.
How do you feel, Traeger man?
Traeger man,
I don't know.
Don't take my guns.
I will say one thing though, that's controversial, and I don't give a fuck.
What?
I'm not gonna wish ill.
Listen, bro.
Have him not do well. You know what I mean?
It's listen, bro. Hey, Biden, Sleepy Joe, you dumb motherfucker, you. You're gonna let grown fucking men playing girl sports.
Okay, this wasn't on the topic list.
I know Boomerfist passionate about this.
But yeah, I am passionate about it, bro. Because if I had a daughter, bro, and then a fucking dude was on that, bro, I'm gonna whoop his ass. Like, I'm gonna fuck him up. Like, you're a dude, bro. You're a fucking dude. Like, sorry.
So they should have a strength test. Be like, you know what? No, you got the man strength.
Because at the end of the day, like, that's bullshit, bro. That's so like, your veins are popping. Okay, a retired fucking defensive lineman decides to be transgender and goes to UFC, starts beating girls skull in. You know what I mean?
Hey, but first of all,
First of all,
he's going to be in a weight class by himself. So yeah. that should be domestic violence normally.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that shit is not cool. Like, I agree. I agree. All about equality. Do, you know what I mean? Make them equal. Give them fair rights. But, like, at the end of the day, it's like, there's limits. If they're transgender, you want to let them fight a UFC, that's cool. Just let them fight each other. Yeah, just like nah, just, they the whole make nah, nah, make it its own gender. Like,
then you're not equal.
Like, hey. No, like if that's, you know, if that's what they want to do, yeah. You know, but
give them equal opportunity.
Genetically, it's just a fact. Like, men are just stronger than women. Yeah, there's, you're gonna have women that are okay, stronger than some.
But look, but you're just, my thing is, if you're transgender, why does it automatically make you a woman?
You don't need to pull it closer,
right? Why does it automatically make you a woman? Like, okay, you're transgender.
But it
okay.
goes the other way. If a woman becomes a man, they could fight the man.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna fucking happen.
There's no advantage there.
No, I know, but I'm just.
So, is it a requirement that you have to not have a dick and balls?
So like, you're still strong.
So, in other words,
talking about earlier, that basketball did and like literally broke someone's skull.
Yeah,
because nephew should just claim he's transgender and go to the WNBA and start balling.
Dude, honestly, I thought about that as a kid. Like, what if I was a female, bro? I'd dog these motherfuckers.
Joanna, man.
Bro, I'd go to UConn, drop 30. Shit.
I don't know. So them girls would probably get you buckets, yeah, though. They're talented as fuck, yeah, bro.
They're strong and they all like 6'5".
Yeah, so it ain't like, man, back in the day.
But I'll tell you what, I'll get a D1 scholarship as a high
school. Yeah, bro, I mean, I just hope they don't take it too far. Like, I know, like, Biden's trying to do all this shit, but, like, it's crazy, bro. And now that they control the Senate, it's kind of scary because they'll be able to literally pass anything they want. Not anything, but most shit. They're going to pass a lot of shit because they're still a filibuster, so, like, they can't pass everything, but they're going to get a lot
done. They said they want to make the U.S. like California.
Huh?
Already.
He said he wants to make the U.S. like California. Like, pretty much how California is, that's how
it's going to be another storming.
And I'll tell you what, I've been to some states recently that aren't going to play with that. They're not, like, Florida's not going to play with that shit.
Florida should be its
own. I don't think he has the power.
Exactly.
To,
like, the whole You're right.
I don't think he has the power to do that. The only thing he could probably do is the minimum wage. But even that's going to have to go through Congress.
But even the minimum... Yeah, the minimum wage was already going
Listen,
up.
Listen, bro,
yeah.
I ain't paying nobody minimum wage at $15 an hour. They could suck my dick. If that shit passes, bro, I'm going to work. I will work 18 hours a day, and I'll tell them to get the fuck out the store.
What if they give you a grant, though?
But aren't you at 14? Isn't it at 14 right now in California?
He's not paying 14 yet.
Is it?
I still thought it was 850 still.
No, I think it's supposed to go. I
still got the 1997 poster up there.
Fucking like $475. We're giving you $6. You're getting more.
Nah, that's real. I feel it. But I don't think they're going to give grants. Man, bro.
Nope.
It's really going to go over 66 now. It won't.
46?
But like, if it goes to 38.15, that'll be what? 38.4. No, it'll be at 53, so I'll still be good. Ain't no way it's going over 66. Anyways, bro, run me my stimmy.
I'm not clear. So with that stimmy, is it
going to be 1,400?
It's 1,400, yeah. I don't know.
Are the kids getting...
It's supposed to be 14 per
person. And wasn't California talking about doing their own?
Yep. Yeah, like 600?
Only if you qualify. If you make a certain, like, if you only make, like,
what is it?
I think it's like 30, 40 grand or something.
But then I seen one that you'll get a stimulus.
I qualify, yeah.
You'll get a stimulus if you're employed, too. Someone said that.
Huh?
I think I read that. You're going to get a stimulus if you're employed. Like, they're rewarding people that are getting jobs.
That's dope. That's dope. Yeah. The first responders and healthcare workers, supposedly, I saw something.
Get paid like a stipend or
like
something.
A hazard pay.
Yeah, that's what it was. Hazard pay. Yes.
Yeah, bro. I've been risking my life at work all the time, and I still ain't. We didn't get no hazard pay.
Bro, yeah. I mean, gas stations should be hazard pay because we're fucking dealing with tweakers all day, and they for sure got.
Hey,
corona.
But guess who's gonna be back employed when that shit happens? Me, because I'm for sure gonna finesse the system like I always do.
Wow, you just. Confessed.
Oh, you know.
Damn.
Been like unemployment for the last.
I've been
year.
Unemployed.
Oh, you know, actually, I'm employed. Now.
I've been a business owner. I've been fucking everything I can possibly be. I've been transgender. No, but.
Speaking of unemployment.
Yeah, it's direct deposit. Slide that shit in there. No lube. Give it to me straight. That's what the transgender said.
All right. Do we think it's the actual? All right. So,
I mean, it's too busy arguing with.
Yeah.
Let's fucking get this over with, bro.
Drake album leaked, right?
Trash.
You listen to it?
Nah. It's probably not the real album, bro. He ain't that stupid.
I know. I listened to it, and it's a bunch of songs that leaked earlier this year. Yeah, so bro, I already heard most of them.
Yeah, B1 got us all excited. And that's just
They were finished before. They were just like snippets of the song, like a verse and a hook. But
the squad hooping today in SAC.
What's all the young ones?
Hey, so
yeah, bro. I mean, this is kind of trash for our return. But you're in a rush over here.
No, I'm good. Y'all,
no, you've been saying let's go. We skipped through seven topics.
Let's go as and get started. Like we can keep going. Like what y'all wanna do?
Let's tell a story.
Yeah, you have any good stories?
Do I?
He's like, damn, can I say
that? Oh yeah, so we had a story at the store.
Talk about dude getting beat up.
Oh, we had a story at the store, right? Oh, did I show you the video?
Gary got his room.
I'm gonna show you the video.
Shout out Gary.
Hey, let me do security.
Hey, bro. So, and a dude trying to steal a tall can at work, and one of our guys fucking took, they held him down, took the tall can from him, they kicked him out. And then he wouldn't fucking leave, and he was standing in front of the door. So he walked outside, and one of our guys got hit in the face by him. And then he just fucking, like, just blacked out, jumped on him, took him to the ground, and then punched him in the face, started kicking him in the face. And then after that, like a few minutes after that, the dude wouldn't leave, and the customers were walking up, some regular customers that come in, and they were telling him, hey, bro, like, you got to go, like, get the hell out of here. And they were like, he was like, what the fuck, I'll fuck all of you up right now. So then they stomped him out, like, on pump number two while people were getting gas, you know what I mean? They just stomped his shit out, and his girl tried to jump in. She almost got stomped out. But yeah, that was that. That was pretty funny.
The funniest part was the beginning of the video before the shit starts happening, and the lady and her kid that are walking up to the door.
Yeah, they start, and she's a regular customer. She came back in, and she was just laughing about it. She was like, I was just worried about my kid, but.
Yeah, they were like, oh, shit.
Yeah, bro, that shit was crazy.
Like, ooh, hit that. I would have end that shit. I probably would have helped him jump him.
Yeah, bro, he said he don't even remember kicking the dude in the face. He said he was just so fucking mad that dude hit him.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a directly after he took him down. He kind of like paused and then said, you know what, I was just going to get a little kick right here. Yeah. Oh, we didn't even talk about the McGregor fight. We could talk about that.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Mr. Conor McGregor, most overrated UFC fighter ever.
He's a transgender Ronda Rousey.
We're gonna say, and the only reason I'm going to say overrated is because people like to attach the word GOAT to him, which he's not even.
Who does that, though? I've never.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do people do that?
Bro, imagine him wanting to fight Khabib, and he couldn't even beat this motherfucker. Khabib would eat him, literally, again. It's like,
yeah, that's why Khabib retired.
That's why he did. Worth it. Yeah, because Dana White called him and Khabib told him.
Maybe he wanted some money.
He said, Khabib told him, he said, Dana, you need to be honest with yourself. I'm such on a different level than any of these dudes. Like, it's not even close.
I mean, it's facts.
He wanted, who did he want? He wanted George St. Pierre. Khabib did.
He's already older, isn't he?
Yeah. But he's like a GOAT.
He's a GOAT.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that would have been. Because he's so technical, bro. Like, George St. Pierre is so fucking technical.
So then Poirier, so he was.
Diaz called out Poirier. For posting
on. I thought he retired too.
He said he's training to whoop his ass next.
Honestly, they should just have Nate Diaz and McGregor go chunk him again.
That's what they're talking about. If McGregor was smart, he'd do the third fight with Diaz right now. Not right now, but like, you know,
before stock drops
the next fight. Yeah.
To try to get himself, try to beat him
again. But I feel like I don't even want to see that anymore. Like, I did when it was all in the heat of it.
The only reason I want to see it is because they actually just stand up and chunk him the whole time. Like, they just go blow to blow. It's like.
But also, McGregor hadn't fought in, like, what, 370 days or something, they said. So, in over a year.
He always takes these big breaks, though. Remember, after the Mayweather thing, he came back and got his ass beat, too. By who was it that beat him the first time? It wasn't Khabib. It was somebody else that made him tap.
So it'd be Poirier and Gaethje.
Somebody else made him tap, bro.
Yeah.
And that would be probably.
Because what's his name's gonna have to vacate
Khabib's
the belt?
Khabib's gonna have to vacate the belt
unless he fights one more time. But I feel like he's one of them dudes.
Yeah,
that's like
they're asking Dana about what's the timeline. Like, how much time are you gonna give Khabib to make a decision before you vacate it?
What'd you say? He doesn't.
Well, he said he's still.
You know Dana White's gonna keep bugging him.
Yeah, he said he's still working with Khabib to try to get him back, but First, yeah, he. That
I mean, Khabib has the power.
I feel like Dana White makes shit happen. Like if he really wants Khabib, he can get him to fight.
I'll fight him.
He'll just have to give him a bigger piece of the pie. And
I just tap out.
Khabib knowing he has leverage right now. If Khabib knows he has leverage right now, he probably like, hey, run me a bigger check. I'll come back. Like,
it's yeah, facts. I think it's different for him, like where he's from, where he lives. Like, yeah. He's happy with what he has already, the money he has. What else can you?
I have mean? House. How much I have pet polar bear. I'm fine.
Bro, and honestly, Dave Chappelle said this shit one time. When he turned down that $50 million contract when he like disappeared to Africa.
They put the wrong dude's picture
on. He said that $50 million isn't going to change my lifestyle because I'm already a millionaire. Yeah. Like, I'm already living like I want to. So it ain't going to really change my lifestyle. Like, my everyday life isn't going to change.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. If the you're comfortable.
Was fired too, and it's like, damn.
So it's like, yeah, whether you have $10 million or $50 million, it's like, there's only so much shit 50. You can do with it, to be real.
Yeah,
I would rather have 50, just because I never had money like that. But if I have money, I might be acting different. But give me 50, I'll be a
star. I mean, yeah, it gives you more money to blow, but if you're just smart, like smart with your money, bro, you can live a long fucking time with $10 million and still live hella good.
Yeah, I'd invest.
Put $1 million in the stock market.
Bitcoin.
Real estate, Bitcoin, and whorehouses.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, so do you guys think Manny Pacquiao and Ryan Garcia are going to fight? That's been the rumors.
Is that he's rumored to fight.
Ryan Garcia just posted a picture on, he just posted this picture on his page. But no, it hasn't been confirmed.
So what, he's skipping over everyone else?
Oh, he said, a dream turned reality. It's an honor to share the ring with Manny Pacquiao. So it's happening, I guess.
Wait, so what happened to everyone else he's supposed to fight?
I don't fucking know.
It's supposed to be like Thurman, Spence, like there's supposed to be a few other people he's supposed to fight. Straight to Pacquiao? He should fight Jake Paul.
There's gonna be more fights like that. You know what I mean?
Well, Gregor's gonna have to go fight Jake Paul now. Oh no, wait.
Bro,
what's the other brother's name?
Logan and Jake.
Logan, who's he fighting?
Who?
Logan Paul. He got somebody.
Mayweather.
Is it Mayweather?
Yeah, he's fighting Mayweather.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, Conor needs to just fight Jake Paul. Just take them $50 million that he fucking offered him.
What if
Jake Paul whoops his...
Jake and Logan Paul are big dudes.
Bro, he is like 190 pounds, so it's like...
And they're
just and if it's just going to be an exhibition where there's no weight requirement, he's just going to
whoop. I came across a Jake Paul YouTube video, and some Russian dude, put up to his house with boxing gloves saying he was Ivan Drago and all that shit like that. And he was bigger than him. Like, he was a big, ripped-ass dude, and Jake Paul whooped his ass. Like, so, I mean, who knows if it's real or not, but...
Text me.
I gotta go.
Your other message. Nephew's leaving. All right, man. Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, we're just gonna end it because now my mood is down.
All right, y'all. All right, so next week, for sure, we ain't going to keep stalling y'all like this.
I'm sorry that this episode was trash on the way back.
Yeah, fuck Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. All right, man. About to go storm the Capitol with Trigger, man.